Hello, little listeners. Welcome to Open Window Stories. I'm your storyteller, Meredith Goodwin. Today's story is called Kristen's 12th Birthday, and it's dedicated to my sister, Kristen. I wrote this story a long time ago when she turned 12. Just a reminder, before we get started today, these episodes are pre-recorded for the next few months while I'm on maternity leave, so any new reviews or emails I get won't be read on the podcast until after I get back. Thank you so much to everyone who has continued to tune in and listen to these stories. Stick around at the end of the episode to hear about other ways to support the podcast. Okay, little listeners, ready for Once Upon a Time? Let's go. Kristen's 12th Birthday. Once upon a time, in a land very close in fact, there lived a young princess named Kristen. She was 11, and she was very sad indeed. She most desperately did not want to grow up. Kristen was most fond of playing the flute and building forts out of the magnificent palace tapestries and dining hall table. These were not grown-up princess things to do at all. Neither, she was sure, was baking 12 different kinds of chocolate chip cookies at midnight. Grown-up princesses couldn't wear Etney sneakers, as were her most favorite kind of shoes, and grown-up princesses only danced waltzes and foxtrots, not to Rascal Flatts or Hilary Duff, as Kristen was most fond of doing. What's worse, Kristen was almost 12. Kristen most desperately did not want to turn 12. Everyone knows that a princess grows up when she turns 12. When a young princess turns 12, she has her fortune read by the royal fortune teller, and her future is set into motion by the bestowal of some curse or gift, so that her happily ever after might come true. It was at 12 that Cinderella's wicked stepmother decided she should become a maid instead of a princess. But Kristen already had a stepmother and a stepsister, not to mention a stepbrother, and they were hardly wicked. Besides, she most desperately hated doing dishes. It was at 12 that Princess Fiona went away to be locked up in a tower with the dragon. Kristen most desperately hated towers and dragons. Snow White was 12 when she ran away and found the dwarves. Rapunzel was 12 when she found out her hair could grow so very long and strong. Belle was 12 when she moved to the poor provincial town, and Princess Jasmine was 12 when she was told she would have to marry some prince from a distant land. None of this sounded like any fun to Kristen. She didn't fancy running away at all, or dwarves for that matter. She thought princes from faraway lands were annoying and snobby, and she most desperately hated combing tangles from long, strong hair. Kristen wasn't even sure she had a fairy godmother. Although she supposed that was all right, because she most desperately hated singing bippity-boppity-boo about poppycock and twaddle. What was a young princess to do? She had no way at all to escape the fate of growing up, which was quite certain to be most desperately miserable. On the eve of Princess Kristen's 12th birthday, the palace was in quite an uproar preparing for the royal celebration the next day. Excitement was in everyone's voice. Kristen's stepmother, the queen, was busy baking a very large cake. Her brother and stepbrother were practicing their swordplay for the royal tournament to be held in her honor. Her stepsister had arrived in her sparkling blue carriage from her own distant unfolding happily ever after. Her father, the king, was out hunting for her royal birthday feast. And a rather large package had arrived from the Far East where her eldest brother was fighting a royal war and defending the family honor. Princess Kristen was effectively miserable. She wandered around the palace, dolefully collecting her flute, her 12 chocolate chip cookie recipes, her favorite fort-building tapestry, her Rascal Flatts and Hilary Duff CDs, and, of course, her pink and black etnies. She hid them all beneath her bed and locked herself in her room so that the royal fortune teller could not get in and no one could give her the fateful gift of growing up. But as the clock struck midnight, that most fateful magical hour, the door mysteriously unlocked. And as the Princess Kristen slept most soundly, a most mischievously familiar-looking fairy crept into Kristen's room and laid these three most fateful gifts by her bed. A necklace with the jewel of Kristen's heart, a song of enchantment that would only play from Kristen's flute, and this, the royal fortune teller's tale. The Princess Kristen has been given, on this, her 12th birthday, gifts to aid the unfolding of her happily ever after. She has been bestowed with the jewel of her heart, which will, on one most fateful day, be stolen from her by a prince charming of very far away. She has been given a song of enchantment that will only play from her very own flute, that she must learn to win the prince charming's heart in return, if and only if it is played while he is eating one of every kind of her 12 most delicious chocolate chip cookies. Then they will dance to Rascal Flatts and live most happily ever after. Maybe happily ever after would be happy after all. The end. Thank you for listening to Open Window Stories. This podcast was written, read, and produced by me, Meredith Goodwin. Accompanying art is also by me. Music for the intro and outro of this podcast is by David McLeod. If you love today's story, please, please ask your parents to give it 5 stars and write a review in Apple Podcasts. It's the best way to help keep this podcast growing so I can keep bringing you stories. Don't forget to tell your friends. Our next story will come out on Apple Podcasts on April 25th or April 19th if you're on Patreon. Until then, check out art on our Instagram at Open Window Stories. Parents and teachers, if you are interested in supporting our show further, we're on Patreon, where you can subscribe to listen ad-free and a week early, access free teacher resources like coloring pages and discussion questions, join the sticker club, and more. We're also on TeePublic, where you can buy shirts, mugs, stickers, or anything else you could possibly want to buy with an Open Window Stories picture on it. If you want to write to me, you can at bigstorieslittlepeople@gmail.com. I love hearing from listeners. Until next time, little friends.